morning. I'm Alan Drury, and I work for Con Edison. We're pleased to have with us this morning Grace Curran, the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. Grace is 18 years old and a senior at North Salem High School, where she is a three-sport athlete. She's the daughter of Dawn and Brendan Curran and a resident of Brewster. Grace, welcome, and thanks for joining us, and congratulations.
Thank you.
So you're down to your final days of high school. How does that feel?
It's pretty surreal to think that 4 years went by pretty fast, and it's kind of nerve-wracking to know I'll be leaving here, but I'm excited for what's to come.
Well, you've had an incredible career in three sports. You're North Salem's all-time leading scorer in lacrosse, all-league, all-section, and player of the year in soccer, and all-league and team MVP in basketball. And you've accepted a lacrosse scholarship to Rutgers University. Most importantly, Grace, you've maintained a 93 average in the classroom, and you're a member of the National Honor Society and the English Honor Society. What's behind all that success? Is it natural talent or a lot of hard work?
It's definitely a combination. I'm lucky enough to have great genetics that help me on the field and court, but also it comes with the hard work to exceed those and always become better.
You mentioned great genetics. Were your mother and father athletes?
My dad was, yes. He played lacrosse at Cortland and played football and basketball in high school as well as lacrosse.
Which sport is your favorite of the three?
Definitely lacrosse. I've been playing it ever since I was 2 years old, and I've just loved it ever since.
What drew you to lacrosse?
So as I mentioned, my dad is an athlete, and he just put the stick in my hand when I was little along with my brothers, and we just played it outside every single day of my life, basically.
So you must like competition, playing all these sports.
Yeah, for sure. My competitive nature definitely helps me in all of our games and gets all my teammates rallied up and pushes us towards success.
So talk a little bit about your competitive nature. Winning and losing is very important, being the best.
Yeah, so I always hold myself to high standard and make sure that I'm always pushing myself to get better, and I don't take things lightly. So if something happens, I want to make sure I perfect that and get better in whatever it is.
So you're sort of always in a process of lessons learned, always looking for something you can do better.
Yes, for sure.
Let's go through the three sports. Tell us about your most memorable lacrosse game.
Probably the most recent one was last year, the quarterfinals against Pleasantville. We lost by one in overtime, and although we lost, it was just a really emotional experience for me to play with my senior best friends, and it was our last game together, and I also brought us back from an 8-goal deficit to tie it up.
Wow, how much time was left when you were down by 8 goals?
It was just probably half of the second half.
And what happened that enabled you to rally that way?
Well, I just knew that this game was super important. If we lost, it was all over. So I just put it into high gear and made sure to net the goals we needed.
And how about basketball? What would your most memorable game be there?
Probably like one of the same kind of instances. My freshman year, it was during our tournament in our home gym, and we were playing Alexander Hamilton, and I had 31 points, and the last point I had put us to win by one in overtime.
Wow. How about soccer? What's your most memorable soccer match?
Probably just my last game this year. We lost 1-0, but it was just a great experience to play with all my teammates for the last time, and the support I had from my soccer coach my past 4 years was just incredible, so just to share that last game with him, even though it was a loss, was very special.
Now, notice that all your sports, lacrosse, soccer, and basketball, are all team sports. So you prefer team sports to individual sports, such as possibly track and field.
Yeah, I think just having that atmosphere of having a team with you really builds up your confidence, and supporting each other like a family is super important.
You're very supportive of your teammates, and they're supportive of you, and that's part of the fun?
Yes, I take a lot of respect in being a captain for all my sports, and wanting to be a good role model to all my teammates and picking them up when they're down is super important.
So you feel like your teammates look to you to set an example, to be a leader?
Yes, I hold that to myself, but not too much pressure, but it's always in the back of my mind to make sure to make them strive to be better.
And how do you do that? What kind of standard of behavior, conduct do you try to set?
So in practice, if anyone's ever goofing off, I always try to get them on task, or just by working hard myself and they see me pushing myself to my limits, then they do the same because they want to try to compete and put themselves in the position that I am.
And it seems to have worked?
Yes. Just seeing my teammates just be successful on and off the field during practice or in the games, and they make that goal or that one hustle play, and then just picking them up and like being like, wow, that's awesome. Just you can see on their face that they get so much better.
Now, Grace, we also know that defeat is a part of athletics. Just like in the rest of our lives, we don't get everything we want. But disappointment is also a chance to learn. Can you think of a game or a season that didn't go your way and tell us what you learned?
So this basketball season, I sprained my ankle in the beginning of the season, and then towards the end, I fractured my ankle, and that was definitely heartbreaking, and that's how my basketball career ended. But I knew that I would get better, and I knew I had to recover for lacrosse season, obviously, so I make sure to I was getting better for my ankle and myself mentally, and just knowing that, although it didn't end my way, that maybe one day I'll play basketball again or that'll fall correctly.
That's a serious injury. How'd you fracture your ankle?
So it was just weak from the beginning of the season, and just over time I planted on it wrong and it just snapped and I fell to the ground, and it was very painful, but I made through it and I came back a little later in lacrosse season, but it was worth it.
So how long was it, the recovery?
About 2 months. And I went to PT all the time, was strengthening it, and I came back five games in lacrosse season.
What was the PT like? That had to be sort of a mental grind, right?
Yeah, it was frustrating that I couldn't do just the basic exercises, like just balancing on my ankle simply, and having it be swollen every single day and bruised halfway up my leg was pretty scary to look at. But I had the support of my family and my teammates and my coaches and the people that work with me at PT, and they knew that I'd get better.
Is that the only serious injury you've had?
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have gotten through all my years with nothing crazy. So it just was unfortunate that was my senior year, but things could have been worse.
How do you find the time to do everything you do? Because it's obvious from your grades that you study a lot, too, as well as playing three sports and living the rest of your life.
So there's definitely a lot of late nights coming back from away games or practices, but to avoid having so much work to do late at night, I always take advantage of my frees during school and try to get my homework done and study and stay after with teachers.
I wonder what a typical day is like for you. You're probably early and off to school early, but how do you balance your practices and games with your studying?
So I always just, like I said, take advantage of my free times, and after practice, I try to get home, eat dinner right away, and get right to the books so I don't have to be up late.
Do you have a favorite subject in school?
I enjoy math. I'm a very perfectionist kind of person, so I like getting down to just having one answer and seeing my like neat work and having it be all correct.
Okay, that's interesting. What else comes to mind, subjects that you like besides math?
I enjoy English. I'm not a big reader, but I do enjoy to write, and when I can write creatively, it is fun for me.
Now, we know, Grace, that nobody achieves success all alone. Can you tell us about some of the people in your life who have helped you out, who have been an inspiration?
So my family, for sure. My dad has been my role model my whole life because he was just a stud athlete, and I've always just learned from him, and he's coached me in all my sports, and my mom has supported me, and both of them have just driven me from state to state for travel lacrosse and all my high school games, and they've just been my support system. And my brothers are my biggest fans, and they just love to come out to my games and cheer for me.
Is your father your coach in the school sports?
Not in my school sports, but just ever since I was little, he was the first one that coached me on like my ASO soccer teams and my rec basketball teams and started the lacrosse program in North Salem, so he definitely knew what he was talking about.
What would you say is the most important thing he's told you, not about the games themselves, but about approach?
Just the mental game for anything is always a good approach. Just coming into any game or situation, being confident and knowing that you can succeed is really going to give you that edge over another team.
Let's talk about a little bit about your family. You said that you have brothers. Do you have sisters as well?
No, I just have two brothers. One's 26 and one is 24. And they just love, just they always talk about me and come home and just ask me about my next game or when they can come and just love supporting me.
Were they athletes as well?
Yes, they played. My brother Timothy played lacrosse, basketball, and soccer in high school and played 1 year in college for lacrosse. And my brother Brendan played lacrosse and ran track in high school as well.
Same high school as you?
Yes.
And you're going to play lacrosse at Rutgers. How do you feel about that? It's a step up in level of competition.
I'm super excited. North Salem's a super small town, so I wanted to go to a big college and get the brand new experience. So going to a Big Ten school is definitely something I'm looking forward to and having that new competition level and pushing my skills to the limit.
And what did you choose? What did you like about Rutgers that prompted you to choose Rutgers?
They're a big, just like rah-rah sports school. And like my high school doesn't have a football team, so I'm excited to go to football games and watch that in college. And just they have a great lacrosse program, and we're getting a new athletic facility. So I'm just super excited to be a part of all of that.
You must have gone on tours and trips to colleges. Did you see others as well?
Yeah, I visited other schools. I went like all the way to Duke. I went to Delaware. So just getting a feel for everything was important to decide where I wanted to be in the end.
Was one of your goals to stay relatively close to home?
For sure. Just having a great support system in high school and my whole life just proved that I want to continue that in college and have my family be able to come to as many games as they can.
Do you have any apprehension or anxiety about going away to school? It's a new life.
Obviously, I'm going to be sad leaving my family and my friends behind, but I know that this is the next step that I need to take, and it's right here. And for my athletic ability, it'll just definitely increase my skills.
We've done very well. Let me read a comment that came into us on the nomination form. This is from Henry Sassone, the athletic director. Grace is one of the most outstanding student athletes who ever attended North Salem High School. Her work ethic and commitment are second to none. It must make you proud to hear comments like that, Grace.
Yeah, that means a lot. I know Mr. Sassone has watched me ever since I was a kid, and was seeing my brothers in the school and then having me come up and be an athlete, and he's supported me a lot as well.
Do you make it a practice to watch other athletes, either on your own team or on other teams, and try to learn from them? What does this individual do well that
yeah.
I can take away?
I commend other great athletes when we're playing them. Like, even during the game, I'll be like, wow, like, that was a great move or a great shot or whatever. And I just try to, like, have that into my repertoire as well. But I also watch, like, college athletes and people like that and try to get their skills because they're obviously above me.
Do you have a favorite sport to follow or favorite team?
Not necessarily a team, but just lacrosse in general. I love watching college lacrosse, especially I've been watching boys lacrosse my whole life because of my brothers, so I enjoy to watch that on college as well.
It occurs to me that lacrosse must be a difficult sport to practice. It's not like basketball where you can always go down to the local playground and there's people playing basketball. It's unusual to see people gathered to play lacrosse recreationally. Is it hard to improve your game because of that?
Yeah, so my whole life, lacrosse wasn't very big in North Salem. Like, my dad had just introduced it, so getting numbers for, like, clinics or whatever was always slim. But you don't need that many people. All you need is just a partner to just pass with or have them feed you for shooting. So it's not that difficult to improve your skills even without a big group.
What are you going to study at Rutgers, Grace?
So I want to be a teacher when I'm older. So I want to get my master's in that, but maybe also study like sociology or psychology to understand just like how people work and have that implemented into teaching.
You want to be a public school teacher?
Yes.
Do you have a grade level in mind, elementary or junior high?
I think I'm leaning towards elementary. I love little kids and I babysit and I'm a camp counselor, so I just know what it takes to work with them and they're just a lot of fun.
Is that something you'd like to do around here, or do you have a goal of perhaps going somewhere else and seeing a different part of the country?
So around here is probably always been on my mind, but I also want to maybe move to California one day. That's where my mom is from, and I know my family has talked about it and just like dreams of being there. So I'll play around with that idea when I'm older.
Now that you're finishing high school, what advice would you give to someone who's just starting out?
This is very cliche to say, but it does go by super fast. So just enjoy your time with your friends and your family. And if you have a passion for a sport, just stick with it and never give up and always just push yourself to your limits because it really makes you a better person on and off the field.
You have your entire life ahead of you, Grace. What would you like to achieve if you could achieve one thing?
I'd like to just make an impact on people's lives, whether it's just being a good friend or one day being a wife or something. Just being important and having a shoulder to lean on for people just means a lot to me.
Well, that's great. Grace, I can't thank you enough for spending this time with us. Congratulations on a great career in high school, and all the best to you in college.
Thank you.